2020 and this past week have reminded us about the importance of disaster planning in our businesses. I'm John Maynor, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. Disasters can be man-made or natural. Either way, the percentage of businesses that don't survive significant disasters is alarming. Many simply aren't prepared and can't make the recovery necessary to keep operating. We live in a great state and an awesome community, but we have been reminded we can face challenges in this area from weather to a global pandemic. So let's talk about what you can do. Like so many other aspects of your business, the best approach to dealing with disasters is proper planning and preparation. Like me, most of you are not disaster preparedness experts, and you need help. Fortunately, many resources are available to us both online and in person. Several organizations have excellent guidelines and planning documents to help. Just a few of these are the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the Small Business Administration, the American Red Cross, and locally provided CERT training. In addition, law enforcement agencies provide training for active shooter situations. Here's my challenge. If you don't have a disaster plan for your business, make a commitment now. Assemble some resources and really decide to prepare yourself and your coworkers for whatever may come your way. It gives you the best chance to continue your success after dealing with a setback. And today, you have a different perspective than in the past. I'm John Maynor. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.